This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Taking a look at the youth and sports minister, Syed Saddiq Abdulrahman. Now, Uma, if you've been watching any of the World Cup, some of the stories happening off the pitch has, of course, you know, it kicked off with a lot of the Japanese fans attending these games in these respective matches in Russia, cleaning up after themselves. We've seen other nations and their respective fans doing the same. Senegal cleaning up after and making sure that the stadium is pristine and clean, and we have almost a similar instance right here in Malaysia.
Well, it ended with the Japanese team themselves in a story that went viral, cleaning up their locker room and then leaving a note for the hosts, Russia. And there was a picture on the internet of, you know, this pristine locker room. I mean, yeah, so the Japanese, you know, they're on another level. In Malaysia, bringing it closer to home, we have our very own youth and sports minister, Syed Saddiq Abdulrahman, who kind of emulated the Japanese, if you will, in clearing rubbish from the stands at a local FA Cup final, which took place over the weekend. Now,
okay, so Selangor against Pahang.
Selangor against Pahang. Here's the thing, right? If you've ever been to any kind of sporting event, not just football, or any kind of public event, actually, we're terrible. Like, the fields look filthy. The stands, the grandstands look absolutely appalling, and we don't have any sort of cleanup culture because we just assume someone has been paid to do the job.
Yeah, but well, I think what's also pertinent to give more context to the story about the sports minister, clearing up the rubbish from the stands at the local FA Cup finals, in his role as the Armada youth chief under Bersatu, there was the recent issue about how there was an event organized and there was a whole bunch of rubbish.
To feed the homeless, right?
To feed the homeless, and there was a whole kerfuffle that resulted in all of the waste on the premises. And in this particular instance, it's almost a response to that about how you can actually do something properly.
So what do you think, as gimmick or genuine? I mean,
look, it doesn't. To be honest, if anybody is cleaning up the stands,
it doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter. It needs to be done, and the fact that it's done at a ministerial level, you leadership is about doing stuff. You
can say a lot of things, just telling people to do stuff.
Yeah, so I'm not going to knock this kind of thing as a gimmick per se, because it all matters about the consistency, not just of this moment, but for the rest of his tenure as the Minister of Youth and Sports. And I think it's a terrific thing.
Yeah, and I'm with you on this one in the sense that, hopefully we... I keep saying we want to move away from this hierarchical society, but we are a hierarchical society.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's an age issue, right? That's irrelevant. Syed Saddiq is very young. But the hierarchy of him being a minister setting that example hopefully would force other people to follow suit.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, tengok minister pun buat. So we have to go and do it, right?
It's an important thing. We're going to cross over to Uy Kin Fai. He's the deputy editor at Goal.com, an international association football news website. Kin Fai, thank you very much for joining us on the evening edition. So tell us, do you think Syed Saddiq's actions would have any knock-on effect or perhaps influence on the behaviour and etiquette of our football fans and stadium goers in general?
Yes, I think it should have a knockdown effect. Generally, Malaysians' attitude tend to follow things when they see their leaders or those people in high positions do things like this. But what I hope is that it's genuine attempt from Syed Saddiq to do that, and it's not just a politicking move or something that is being done because there's cameras or videos around. Plus, there is also a growing move from what we've seen on social media when doing this World Cup, that what Japan did, and it's another thing that gone viral.
The reactions to this have been mixed. Some are praising him, but there are those who say that this act by him is disingenuous and merely a gimmick. What do you think?
Actually, what he did was something good. If you look at it on the face value of it alone, it is something that can be applauded and something that should be followed by the fans. Whether this is genuine or not, only he will know. Whether there are political reasons behind or there are other reasons that motivated him to do so, only he would know. So from my standpoint, is that I hope it's genuine, and I hope the fans see it as that, and end of the day, that is a good culture to follow.
Well, Kin Fai, tell us, what irks you about watching football games here in Malaysia?
One particular thing which always bothers me is how football tends to generally be male-dominated thing, but sometimes, generally, there are also a lot of female fans within the game. Sometimes, like what I saw during FA Cup final on Saturday was when two or three or group of girls walked by to get to their seats. There were all these big lush cat calls from the fans, you know. Those are the things that we should stop doing. It's sexist, and it shouldn't be within how the fans should behave in games. But aside from that, I think generally we have a good culture within the football supporting fans, and you know, it's not something that they should learn from us or we should learn from them, but it should always be learning from each other.
Alright, and do you have a personal pet peeve, I mean, besides littering, you know, what bothers you about Malaysian football fan culture?
No, personally for me, it's more about the supporting culture. Fans in Malaysia tend to only go when teams are winning and not so much when the teams are not in a good form or good chance to get any medal or title. It's down to the fans to cultivate this support continuously, no matter how well the teams are doing, you know. And over the years, the last recent few years, we have seen a major change, a lot of big changes in the Malaysian football with regards to the organisation, with regards to the way the league is run. So it's up to the fans to embrace that, to work hand in hand with this organisation to ensure that, you know, in the future, it's a place where, you know, to be with your family on the weekends or during any match days.
So, you know, we've been talking about Japanese football fans and, you know, they're the shining examples of how fans and players should behave. Are there any countries that behave in this particular manner besides the Japanese folks?
What Japan did during the World Cup with their dressing rooms and their fans at the seats is something of a rarity in the world of football. In the past, we've seen even teams given fines for the way they messed up dressing rooms and so on. But actually, if you look closer in some local games in Malaysia, we have seen a group of fans who is prominent, a bit prominent online, who actually have initiated this garbage collecting after games. So, it's not something that is generally done, but hopefully it's something that the footballing community can work towards too.
So do you think emulating Japan, that should be something more of a rule rather than, you know, just done on the fans' own volition?
Yeah, I think we do not want to classify the entire nation's footballing supporting fraternity as a whole, but sometimes all these behaviours, as you can see anywhere, is largely down to small specific groups. But what Japan did is something that should be emulated, but we shouldn't be looking at just that as a country and follow it completely or wholly. Good behaviours can be picked up from any other matches, whatever we see online, whatever we see through our television screens, anywhere else in the world, or through any writings done by major newspapers. I know whatever that's good, that should be picked up.
Well, Kin Fai, thank you very much for your thoughts and for joining us on the Evening Edition. That was Uy Kin Fai, Deputy Editor of Goal.com.
Yeah, and you know, Syed Saddiq has been in the news quite a bit. I mean, it feels like everything he's doing is under tight scrutiny, and for good many reasons. One, he's actually, I guess, out there on social media and in the public more so than maybe some of the older ministers. He also happens to be our youngest minister, and with that comes a certain amount of attention and baggage. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you caught this over the weekend, Ezra. There was a bit of a kerfuffle over an aide that was supposedly working for him, mm-hmm. who may or may not have been gay or part of the LGBT community. And that aide, he was asked about whether he would hire someone who was gay and gave a long, rambling, non-answer answer, which was quite disappointing. Mm-hmm. And since that point, because there have been so much pressure on said aide, he's actually quit working for Syed Saddiq. He wasn't actually officially a part of the ministry.
Right.
But suddenly this discourse started, this really pointless discourse about whether or not the ministry should hire someone based on their sexual orientation. And it's an insane conversation that's been taking place.
Well,
I know it's unsurprising. You have this look like, yeah, it's Malaysia.
Well, just not that. But I mean, it's. I think it's a question that all Malaysians need to ask about how Malaysia Baru wants to be.
Exactly. And also, no, but it's also, how are we not making this connection of questioning someone for their sexual orientation? It's really no different from saying, oh, well, should I hire this woman because she's pregnant?
Right.
Or should I hire Umar because he's a Hindu? Or should I hire Ezra because he's a Muslim? You know,
yeah.
It's the same thing. It doesn't matter as long as you're good at your job.
And here's the thing, you know, any discussion on inclusivity is about going against discrimination. Now, if you accept that as a premise, then maybe you might need to relook at your own values about what's appropriate and what's not.
But also, just to go back to Syed Saddiq, I mean, you know, he's 25 years old, and I'm not blaming his youth as an inability to answer that question, but I think he's still solidifying his worldview.
Yeah.
You think back to 5 years ago or 6 years ago, President Barack Obama's answer on gay marriage was ridiculous. It was a stupid answer, right? Yeah. Because he didn't know
how to
approach the topic, how to land on it, let alone a 25-year-old who's been thrown into the deep end. So, I know, New Malaysia needs some time.
Yeah, well, we're all going to try to figure it out. So, folks, we've got more stories coming up. But first, here's...
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.